Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I have two of my children with me. My oldest child, who is?
Shelley Brim Baggett.
And our youngest child, who is?
Chip Brim.
Billy's boy.
Billy's boy.
I'm going places now, though, son, and they're saying, are you Chip Brim's mother? So you prophesied it coming true. But we're talking this week about Brother Oral Roberts going home, great general. Something happened at his homegoing. We're going to be talking about that next week especially. And when I knew that he had gone home, I sat down at my prayer chair. I have a place. You should have a place in your house mm-hmm. where this is where you pray and you get with God. I mean, I could pray all over my house, but there's one place where I sit in that chair.
And take authority.
I don't know. I take my authority there. I look out that window. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know. It's like your prayer mm-hmm. closet.
Right.
And it's like an altar. Mm-hmm. It's your meeting place with God.
That's so true.
And so I went there and I took the letter and held it in my hands that Brother Oral Roberts had handwritten letter, 7 pages, that he'd written back to me after Chip and I had visited him in 2007. Now, he went home on either December 14th or 15th. Actually, his daughter thinks he left his body, his spirit left, and then his body remained a little longer. We talked about that when we did a roadshow recently. But on that, he wrote to us, and I had delivered to him a message God gave me, which said to him, we'll talk about it next week, that at his departure, there would be a major shift in the heavenlies. And he had acknowledged it and written me back the letter, at my death, something extraordinary will happen. So I was sitting there reading that and praying to God, what is the shift? What is the something extraordinary? Here it is. He's gone now. You told me to give the message, and I did it. So what is this? And I believe I've gotten some light on that lately. But he said this, which surprised me. He said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then with my knowing, I knew that they saw it was there. They knew it was there. They even preached about it, but they did not tap it. And he was telling me that there was a power that could be tapped. And Oral Roberts knew how to do it. Well, we've been talking this week, and it's in that letter, and Chip told you that when we went into Oral Roberts' house that day in July, he was down in his back, barely able to walk. Oral Roberts laid hands on Chip, and what did it feel like?
Felt like a lightning bolt, and I've been in sports all my life, so I've been hit by big men and by baseballs and everything else, so blindsided, but nothing like that. Nothing like that. I can't even... The only way I can compare it is to like a lightning bolt. And it was so tangible that he, with an excited voice, because I'm the one getting the healing, I'm the one that should be more excited than anybody because I got instantly healed. He said, did you feel that? And I'm like, yes. And so it was very tangible. We both felt it.
And then he wrote in his letter, I felt the power of God go into Chip's back and touch him. Mm-hmm. So... God started talking to me about that, and then he gave me a biblical example. He said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power, others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then he gave me the example of the woman with the issue of blood. You remember in Mark chapter 5? He was on his way to Jairus' house. Jairus' little girl was sick unto death.
Yeah.
And a multitude, a crowd was around him. And suddenly he gets interrupted by this woman. And the way he knows he's interrupted, she's just a member of the crowd. But the way he knows he's interrupted is now the Bible tells us she had an issue of blood that she'd had 12 years. She'd spent all of her money. But she said, read that for us, Shelley. Start with verse 27 because she heard. Mm-hmm. Faith comes by hearing.
And when she had heard of Jesus... came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague.
She felt.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her what had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague."
Now, in the Companion Bible.
Yeah, I'm reading it, mm-hmm. and it's very interesting.
Yes.
I'd like to point out two things I've never seen before until just now.
Oh, Chip, I gave you a Companion Bible. You better learn how to use
Uh-oh.
It, son.
I'm getting in trouble on the air. All right, verse 31, it says, and he said, okay, in verse 31, it said, where it says, he said, "Who touched me?" It says here, he was continually saying that. Who touched me? That's the idea I'm getting there.
That's what the Companion Bible will do for you. It will give you the tense and the action of the verbs.
And then 32 said, when he looked round about, it says he was looking. He was looking.
For her.
Continually looking.
He was like Oral Roberts.
It wasn't.
He was excited.
Sometimes we get this picture of this one holy look.
Yeah.
And
no.
There she is. He was looking, searching, maybe
now,
pushing people
right.
around and out
now,
and continually saying.
Exactly.
Who? Like Oral Roberts the day that I was there.
Right.
Did you feel that?
Right.
I mean, he could have been saying that.
Exactly.
Did you feel that? Who was that? Where are they? You
know? And I've heard even Brother Kenneth Hagin say, he said, she was a nobody. She was an outcast. She was unclean. Because of this flow of blood, according to the
yeah.
Levitical law, she had to say unclean and separate herself. But she had heard, and faith
she
came.
She heard.
And all of a sudden, she went from a nobody to a somebody, where the one who created the universe has stopped and said, "Somebody,
touch me."
Yes, and it was faith that elevated her, and how faith pleases God.
Yeah.
Now,
and
God stopped for
actually,
her.
It was faith that tapped it.
Yes.
Now let's look here. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, King James, that virtue had gone out of him. And other translations say power.
Yes.
But what you need to know is, which word for power is it?
Right.
There
Authority
are six words
or,
for power.
Right.
And I tell you what we'll do. If you'll just call us this week move your hand there, Chip, so I can see the number. 417-336-4877. That's not the 1-800 number, which I really did wanted to give you, but I don't see it up there, and I don't have it memorized. But if you'll call 417-336-4877, they'll get it to you. We'll send you a copy of these six words that are translated power. And some verses, and which word it is in those verses that we've looked up in our Bible. You can also order from us the Companion Bible. And I did give Chip one years ago, and I said, "Now, Chip, you got to learn how to use this, because it will show you the continuing of the verbs. It just like you got so excited there on what you saw,
mm-hmm.
and it will give you the prepositions, which are so important in the Greek. But you need to know which word it is, power. If you see power there in your English Bible, which word is this? Is it exousia, which means authority? Is it kratos, which means strength, power put forth? Is it energeia, like energy? Or is it dunamis? Dunamis is the word that is inherent power, that has, we get our word from it, dynamics, dynamo. And it is that continual explosion.
See, I'm excited about this teaching to find out about this tapping into, because if you think about America, when it finally tapped into oil, the oil was always there.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
But when it finally
yes.
tapped it gushed out.
Yes.
And prosperity
yes.
came.
Yes.
And all of these
the
great
benefits.
Things. And it gushed out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so just think about tapping
into this
power. Oh,
Chip, that's so good.
Power.
Because God is trying to tell us right now how to tap into
yes.
that power.
Yes.
And
yes.
that he wants us mm-hmm. to tap into
yes.
that power. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that dunamis had gone out of him.
Mm-hmm.
She tapped the power.
Mm-hmm.
The multitude lapped the power.
Right.
It was there.
There.
They never tapped
Walking
it.
Right around it, touched it.
They touched
it. Bumped
still.
Up against it.
Yeah. They touched up against him.
Just like people were walking the earth on the oil.
Yeah. Bumped up against it.
But they never tapped it.
Right.
And so that's what God, I know now that he's trying to get off to us, is this tapping of that power. Mm-hmm. That power was stored in Jesus' garment. Mm-hmm. Now, Shelley, let's go over to Acts 19. And this is the one that we want you to give us your experience with in Brother Hagin's office. This is Acts chapter 19, verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul.
And Chip has the companion, and there's a little circle by the word miracles there in Acts 19, verse 11.
Acts 19, verse 11.
And it says dunamis.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't get this on my list of scriptures.
Uh-huh. And God wrought special dunamis.
Ah.
God believes in specials.
And dunamis.
Yeah. And
this
dunamis
is the dunamis
specials.
Power. This,
yes.
He wrought special dunamis by the hands of Paul.
Right.
So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Exactly.
That dunamis power was in Jesus. Mm-hmm. It can be stored in cloth. She touched his seat, really. She touched the fringes, which mm-hmm. are cloth of his prayer cloth. And then here, now Shelley, I want you to talk about when you worked for Kenneth Hagin, and we've only got how many minutes left, just two. So
okay, well, I was substituting for his secretary, and she was giving me certain instructions on how to handle the prayer cloths while she was gone. And she said, be careful as you're touching those prayer cloths, and Kenneth Hagin will let you know after he's prayed for them. He'll wait for a tangible anointing. It might be an hour. It might be 2 weeks.
He waited till he could feel it.
But he waited until he felt the mm-hmm. tangible anointing, and he'd lay his hands on those cloths that were accumulating at the edge of his desk. And she was telling me, she says, now pick them up gently, because she said, I made the mistake of picking them up, and the power of those cloths went into her. The dunamis power. And if you could have seen her, she was just prim and proper, always wore nice suits, every hair in place. And she's telling me this story. She said, the power of God hit me from those cloths, picking them up as his secretary, and I fell at his desk. And the power of God was so strong, I stayed there and I couldn't get up.
Off the floor.
And she said, now, people are knocking on the door wanting to make interviews with the president of the college, and here his secretary is on the floor because of the dunamis power. And so I asked Brother Hagin, why did that happen? He said, well, did you have your faith out for anything? And she said, yes, I had some sniffles. And he says, well, the hand of faith reached out to that dunamis and got you. So she said, whatever you do, don't touch it in faith. So when it was my turn, she left to go. Now I'm the secretary, and he said, okay, I prayed for the cloths, and he went off to teach a class, and I'm standing right there at the corner with the cloths, and before I touched him, I said, before God and the holy angels, I am not in faith about anything, because I didn't want that dunamis to knock me out.
And they drag you out with a rope.
Exactly. So I knew then, this is a supernatural ministry. We are creatures from heaven, and these are laws, and this is a commodity. The anointing is just as
and
real.
I'm not in faith.
And
bless
I was
the
not
Lord.
In faith, so it wouldn't go
into me. You can draw the dunamis power of God by faith. That is how you tap it. This is Billy Brim and
Shalom.
Crowd saying Shalom.
Shalom.